Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are one day out from Tesla's Plaid Model S delivery event. In the absence of a lot of other news, I thought today we could do what we did back during Battery Day, where we kind of did a series of Twitter polls to set consensus expectations ahead of the event. So we're going to go through that. We just have a couple other quick items of news here first, so we'll go through those pretty quickly. First up with the stock, Tesla today finishing down on pretty low volume, 0.8% to $598.78. That compared to the NASDAQ up 0.5%, but pretty quiet day as, again, I think people are just kind of waiting for the event tomorrow. Aside from that, really just a couple of pieces of news here. So the first one here, The Boring Company, just kind of a congratulations to them. They opened up to the public at the World of Concrete event there at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So an exciting milestone for them. These vehicles are still being driven by people. Hopefully later this year that shifts over to being autonomous at higher speeds, but definitely a good milestone for The Boring Company there in Vegas. I think you had to buy a ticket to the World of Concrete event to use it, so it's, I guess, not technically quite public yet, but is being experienced by members of the public, and obviously that's a great opportunity for Tesla to show off their vehicles, get a lot of people test rides and things like that. So it's going to be exciting to follow that and see where that goes from there. The other thing that we've got here, just ahead of the event, we do now have customers that are starting to receive their vehicle identification numbers, or VINs, for the Model S. So this was shared on the Tesla Motors Club forums by one of the members there, and they have their VIN assignment and their purchase agreement. So an exciting milestone, again, ahead of the event tomorrow. So those are really the only couple of pieces of news. Pretty quiet day. So now we can get into kind of expectations. I think I've got six questions here. That I'll put on Twitter as we're going through this. So if you want to vote and participate in this, you can do that at Tesla Podcast on Twitter. So let me flip over here and I will put the first question out right now. Hopefully this works okay. All right, so the first question here is, what battery form factor do you believe Tesla is using in the Plaid Model S? There's been a lot of conversation about this over the last couple of weeks, and especially during this week since the Plaid Plus has been canceled. A lot of people thinking that the reason to cancel the Plaid Plus is because of 4680 usage in the Plaid itself versus the Plaid Plus. So I think the expectations have risen in regards to what the Plaid Plus is going to deliver, and I'm trying with this question to get a gauge on kind of how high those expectations have risen. And what the consensus here is. So we'll just give it a couple minutes here for people to vote on that. Once we start getting a reasonable number here, which shouldn't take too long, I'll vote myself and then we can see what the consensus is coming in at. Sorry, I think my phone over there is still on. Okay, so I think we should be close. Let me just refresh here. So we've got a couple hundred votes. Me personally, I'm gonna go for the 18650. I'm not convinced yet that Tesla's ready with the 4680. Elon has said in the past that they are going to put that in the Model Y first. So I think they're gonna stick with that plan. And I think it's best to keep expectations a little bit lower here. I would love it if it were the 4680, but I think if it is, or I think if it were, that would be a surprise to me. So 18650 is my vote. And interestingly, it looks like we've got a pretty even split here so far. So few people just clicking see results, but other than that, we're, you know, almost a third at each option here, 18650, 2170, and 4680. The reason I think 18650 ahead of 2170 is because Tesla does still have that capacity that they need to put to use from Panasonic's battery manufacturing facilities in Japan. So if the 18650s aren't going into the Plaid or the refresh Model S and X, I'm not really sure what they would be doing with them. Potentially Tesla Energy, but you know, I think they're somewhere around 7 to 10 gigawatt hours per year on that. So that would be a pretty significant step up in terms of capacity for Tesla Energy to put the 18650s just towards Tesla Energy. So I think they're still going to be using them in the refreshed vehicles. That being said, I think we are going to see battery updates. It's just a matter of the form factor. A lot of the technology that Tesla discussed about the 4680, I think we could see in the 18650s in terms of the tabless construction could be a possibility. So even if it is that old form factor, it doesn't mean there's not significant updates. And hopefully Tesla will give us a little bit more information on those things. All right, so let me go ahead and tweet out the next question here. Refresh. All right, so question number two, do you believe Tesla will increase EPA range estimates on the long range and slash or Plaid Model S or Model X after Thursday's event? So again, the speculation here has mostly arisen because of the Plaid Plus cancellation. I think a lot of people hoping that the reason for the cancellation is because of better performance for the Plaid Model S than previously announced. So we have seen Tesla do that in some cases where, you know, they'll announce the vehicle and then they'll say, this is sort of our minimum, we're trying to beat this, and then eventually they'll come out with a little bit higher numbers. That being said, they did expect the Plaid Model S to deliver much earlier. So I don't think it's necessarily a similar situation in terms of previous vehicle delivery events where, or previous vehicle announcements where it's been, you know, a period of 1 to 2 years before they actually start shipping those vehicles. So personally, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. The only reason that I'm not a firm no on this is because I think there was a rumor back on, you know, a couple weeks back on Reddit about the long range specifically pretty significantly outperforming that 412 mile EPA range estimate. So we talked about at the time, obviously you could outperform that just based on the speed of travel and things like that, but hopefully that rumor ends up having some basis and truth and we'll see a better range, but I still think I'm going to lean towards no on this one. We'll see what people have guessed. We've got about 400 votes here. So I'm in the minority here. About 21.5% of the first 400 votes here have voted no, and the remaining 78.5% voting yes. So I don't know, in the chat on YouTube, let me know what you guys think that range might come in at. Looks like we've got some people saying, you know, about 420 miles. No surprise there. Some people saying 450 miles in the near future. I do think there's potential for Tesla to increase this. And like we were talking about earlier this week, hopefully they've built in a way to eventually upgrade to the 4680s and get a little bit more range out of that if the 4680s aren't in there already. All right, next question here, question number three. So this one is software related. And the question is, if Tesla announces a version 11 software update, will it roll out to the Model 3 and Model Y this month? Then the options here are no, Model S and X only, yes for all four, S, 3, X, and Y, or version 11 won't be announced, and then version 11 would be announced or not ready. So it's a little bit tricky to understand those options just with the 25 character polling limit here on Twitter, but hopefully that's clear. The reason I say that, the reason I didn't make this question, is Tesla going to announce version 11, is because I think the majority would have voted yes. I don't think the results there would have been quite as interesting, because you may remember probably about 2 months ago now, we did see this version 11 software leak from one of those early Model S's that had been finished and was, you know, being tested or sitting around waiting for whatever Tesla's been finalizing for the last few months. So here's kind of a quick look at that, how that screen looks. You can see sort of the smart shift controls both here and along the edge here. Some new design in terms of how things are laid out. And, you know, hopefully some other features too that we might hear about tomorrow if Tesla does announce version 11, which is hopefully something that I expect for the Model S and X. So the question is, if they announce it for the S and X, is it going to come to the other vehicles? And I think that is a pretty open question right now. So I don't have any particular insight on this one, but I'm going to vote that yes, they do announce it, they roll it out. I think a lot of people have speculated that this has been one of the reasons for the delay in the S and the X. Personally, I don't really think that's the case, but you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. The reason I say I don't think it is because I think Tesla would have built more Model S and X than we have seen so far, certainly the X for sure. And we just haven't seen a ton of production. There has been a decent amount, but even those parking lots full, that amounts to, you know, a few hundred vehicles, maybe 1,000. So it's not like Tesla's been producing these things for 6 months in volume, just waiting for software. That being said, I hope it's ready, and I hope we do see it on the 3 and the S, 3 and the Y. So, voting here, it looks like that is, I'm in the majority there. Pretty decent split here, so only 45% are saying yes for everything. Another 18% are saying no, Model S and X only. And then we're kind of split between version 11 won't be announced, that's about 15%, and then about 20% at version 11 would be announced, but not ready. I think I probably rank these pretty close to the order that they're falling in terms of yes for everything being yes for everything happening, or and then secondarily I'd probably go it's announced but not quite ready, finishing touches on it, maybe it comes later this month, no Model S and X only, and then version 11 won't be announced. I think it'd be surprising if we didn't see it at this point in time. All right, so next question here, this is question 4 of 6. And this question is, will there be a surprise, one more thing, at the Tesla Model S event? If yes, reply with expectation. So there have been rumors that I haven't talked too much about on Tesla Daily because I don't put a whole lot of stock in them, that there's going to be some sort of surprise element to the event on Thursday. I haven't heard a whole lot of specifics on what that surprise might be, but I have heard that there's going to be something. That being said, the one that I did hear a specific rumor about, which I don't want to disclose because this person didn't want me to share it, but for many reasons I thought it was extremely unlikely that that would happen. So having heard a rumor that I do think is unlikely, and then not knowing what these other rumors are, if those are connected, I'm still going to lean towards no. And Tesla's, they've got a lot of stuff to show here with the Model S Plaid. This is a huge update for Tesla. They put a ton of work into this. There's a lot of exciting things for them to go through, just with the Plaid Model S alone, that they should have time to focus on, and we shouldn't be needing some sort of one more thing for this to be a really great event. So personally, I'm going to vote no. We'll see, but that's my thought at this point in time. So this says only 6 votes. I think we're much higher than that. Let me refresh here. It takes a little bit of time for Twitter to get this in. Okay, so the first 405 votes here. I'm in the minority again here. About 28% saying no, one more thing, and 72% saying yes. And I probably should have clarified before this, I wouldn't consider like version 11 software to be sort of a one more thing, because again, I think that's pretty much expected at this point. And even on Tesla's website, they do say that they're ready, you know, or they do kind of show some of the visuals from a new version of software where they go through, you know, how the gaming system is set up and things like that. So I wouldn't consider that a surprise. I have seen a lot of people say, you know, maybe the Roadster is ready. Maybe the Roadster is the reason they canceled the Plaid Plus. Personally, I don't think anything related to the Roadster would be a one more thing candidate, or I don't, you know, wouldn't be a part of my expectation set for tomorrow. This event is the Plaid Model S delivery event. If Tesla, you know, rolled the Roadster out and said, hey, we're ready to go with this thing or things like that, I just think that would take away from the Model S itself. And that probably works against Tesla's agenda in terms of, you know, wanting to actually support the Model S, support the Model X, let people know that they've got these new vehicles, and kind of hype those vehicles up. If you bring the Roadster in, I think that diminishes from that intent. So I definitely don't expect anything with the Roadster, but of course, if that did happen, that would be, you know, super exciting. All right, next question here, 5 out of 6. Will Tesla also physically show off the new Model X at their Model S delivery event? For example, test rides or demos? So this, I think, is kind of an interesting question in terms of, you know, this has been noted as a Model S delivery event. We don't really expect any X deliveries. I think the first estimated delivery from Tesla for the Model X refresh is next month, or I guess 2 months from now in August. But that being said, Tesla's obviously got prototypes that they've got ready. So I'm just kind of curious if people expect them to show those off as well, or if this is just going to be strictly focused on the Model S. So for me, I think this is probably, I'm guessing I end up in the minority again here, but I think I'm going to vote no. I think it's going to be a lot of focus on the Model S. And I think part of the reason for that is the Model S just naturally has a little bit less demand than the Model X, is at least my perception of it over the last, you know, 6 quarters or so. Maybe the Model Y's introduction changes that a little bit, but I think Tesla's probably going to try to do more to support the Model S than they would do for the Model X. So for that reason, and also because the Model X is just seeming to be sort of a step behind, I think I'm going to vote no. And unsurprisingly, again, I am not with the consensus. About 40% right now saying no, 60% saying yes, they will physically show off the Model X. Okay, so I just refresh here, and it is getting a little bit closer with about 300 votes here. 55% yes, 44% no. So actually a pretty even split there. All right, sixth and final question here, and then maybe we'll just take a look at some of the chats that they're coming as they're coming in. And I think this will be a fun one for you guys. Everyone has a lot of opinions on this. So will Tesla stock close above $600 per share this Friday following the Model S delivery event? So of course we've got the event tomorrow after hours. That'll be after, I think, even extended hours trading. So Friday should capture the entirety of the reaction from the delivery event. So as you guys are thinking about that, my phone continues to go off in the background, and I'm sorry it's out of reach, but I am going to just run over there super quickly and turn that on silent. All right, so apologies for that. I suppose it's not the worst live stream error that I've had so far, though. So I think we've probably got an optimistic crew here. What we have seen from Tesla events like this in the past is very much a buy the rumor, sell the news sort of reaction in the stock, where the stock price will run up a little bit ahead of the event, and then the event happens, and everything that everyone has been imagining over the last, you know, X amount of time before that event, some of those things inevitably don't come to fruition, and, you know, things deteriorate a little bit in the stock. Like, I think a great example this time is a lot of people do have that expectation of a 4680 battery cell. And I think if Tesla did announce that, that would be a really big positive for the stock. I think the stock price would increase based off that alone. But if they don't announce a 4680 in the Plaid, I think there could be a little bit of, you know, a disappointment in terms of the reaction immediately following the event. That being said, that's not super important. You know, look at Battery Day, look at Cybertruck, those things. Tesla sold off the following day. Fast forward a month, 2 months, whatever the case is, and people start to understand it, figure it out, and the stock reacts accordingly. So again, this isn't super important. You know, I don't tend to care too much about the daily stock price. I kind of just thought this was fun and a good opportunity to talk about that sell or buy the rumor, sell the news kind of effect that Tesla has had. I guess the last point that I would make on that is that I don't think there has been as much hype for this event as we have seen for previous events. You know, there's certainly fewer people talking about this than the Cybertruck event or Battery Day. So though I did make those comparisons, I don't think they're really of the same stature, which I think presents less risk and potentially more upside in terms of the immediate reaction to the event. So I'm going to be pessimistic here, and I am going to say no, because I think, you know, as we've gone through here, my expectations have probably been a little bit lower than the consensus seems to be. Not that the consensus of my Twitter following or subscribers here represents the entire market, but I am just going to go ahead and be a little bit pessimistic here and vote no, just thinking that there probably would be a bit of a sell-off on that sort of effect. So again, unsurprisingly, I am in the minority for, I think, all of these questions. Maybe the first one, I think, the battery form factor, I was with the consensus, but 35% of the first 600 here saying no, 65% saying yes. So not a huge discrepancy, but definitely more people leaning towards yes. Okay, so let me just pop into the chat here, see if hopefully this all went okay, and see if we've got any questions. As you guys are thinking about that, I do just want to kind of recap in terms of what I'm expecting. So as I alluded to earlier, the Plaid Model S is an amazing vehicle. in and of itself, it is entirely worthy of an event like this, even if there is no big surprise in terms of sort of a one more thing or Tesla giving us a bunch of information that we didn't already have coming into the event. Tesla should still have this opportunity to show off what they've done. This is an incredible vehicle. You know, it's going to be the quickest production car ever for $120,000 cost, beating the 0 to 60 time of, you know, $2.5 million Bugattis or Rimac. So the Rimac might take that from Tesla here, that fastest quarter mile time and 0 to 60, but it's again $2.5 million. So I'm just pulling up this page to kind of go through some of the other things that I think Tesla's going to talk about. So I think they're going to spend a lot of time talking about the interior, talking about some of the updates that have been made with this refresh. Specifically, you know, we've got the new seats with ventilation. We've got the new steering wheel. Obviously, the yoke has received a lot of attention, but something that has not been commented on quite as much is the lack of stocks on the steering wheel. And it sure does look like that steering wheel could retract right up in there as Tesla continues to develop their path towards autonomy. So I'm kind of curious if they'll talk about any retractability of that and if they kind of go into that. We did see a lot of the FSD beta testers get invites to the event today. I'm not reading too much into that. Obviously, those are, you know, big supporters of Tesla. Not super surprising to see big supporters of Tesla get invited to an event. So I'm not reading too much into expecting anything on the FSD front tomorrow. You know, Elon has already tweeted that's going to be a couple weeks before version 9, so I don't think that's going to be ready. Although that would be an awesome misdirection from Elon if he said a couple weeks, knowing that no one takes that seriously at this point, and then it was ready to go at this event, but not my expectation. I do also expect they'll talk about Smart Shift. So we've heard him talk a little bit about that, but it'll be a good opportunity to, you know, hopefully Tesla can demo that at the event. There should also be an air quality indicator, air quality index indicator here on the, you know, that second center screen. So hopefully Tesla will take some time to talk a little bit about that. Could be a good opportunity for them to bring in sort of the Tesla energy front too and get a little bit of visibility to what Tesla's doing there with solar and storage. I think they'll spend a lot of time on the PS5, you know, PS5 level graphics. I'd expect they'll demo playing some AAA title, maybe The Witcher on the screen. So I think that'll be a big piece. They'll talk about the 22 speaker set with active noise canceling. That's something that we haven't really heard them comment too much on. So a lot of people aren't even, you know, still don't even realize that that is a part of this update. So hopefully they'll get some credit for that. And then as I talked about, just version 11, hopefully we'll see some information on that. As for the powertrain, again, people have mixed expectations here in terms of what that's going to be, but we heard Tesla talk about before battery day, it was supposed to be battery and powertrain day. We didn't really get as much of the powertrain element in battery day. I think this could be Tesla's opportunity to bring some of those things in, talk about what they're doing with electric motors, talk about the longevity that they expect, talk about some of the progress that they've made on those things over the years that are a little bit separate from the batteries. Again, hopefully we hear about that too, but I think it's a good opportunity for them to talk about how they've been able to achieve, you know, these incredible performance numbers that we're seeing here, especially at the price that we're seeing. So I think they'll talk about that. In terms of the batteries, I did notice that, you know, this is sort of a counterpoint against the 4680 expectations. They do talk about how there's a new module and pack thermal architecture. And remember, at Battery Day, obviously one of the big elements is the structural pack, which removes modules. But it does sound like Tesla is still using modules for the Plaid powertrain here, or at least the long range. So again, I think that should temper a little bit of the expectations in terms of, you know, how much of battery day is actually being incorporated here with the Plaid. I also expect they'll talk about the 0 to 60, of course. They've got that the test track set up, so I expect they'll do 0 to 60 runs, maybe quarter mile runs, demonstrate some of that. They'll talk about their Laguna Seca lap times, I'm sure. You know, they already mentioned that at battery day. We've seen them out testing that alongside those quarter mile. I don't think we'll hear anything on the Nürburgring, unfortunately. That was a big element for the Plaid Plus, I think, to be able to, you know, really beat the Taycan and beat other production vehicles at the Nürburgring, which is a much longer track than Laguna Seca. I'm not sure the Plaid performance is going to be quite at that level. The Plaid Plus, I think, is was going to bring in a lot more of that longevity. So I'd be surprised if they bring up the Nürburgring, but that would be awesome if they did. And then hopefully they talk in terms of powertrain. You know, we talked about this a little bit early on, but Tesla was able to cut a bunch of weight from the specs of the Model S with this update. So even though they added range, they added, at least the Model S, they added range, they added better acceleration, things like that. I'm expecting a smaller battery. I don't think we'll get the battery size quite yet. But hopefully they'll talk about how they've been able to cut weight. So we've got, you know, I don't have the old figures, but I think they cut out a couple hundred pounds from the Plaid and the both the Plaid from the previous performance and the long range, which, again, if that's accurate for the Plaid, that's super impressive because they did add that third motor versus two previously. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, in that powertrain stuff, what they talk about there. We've also got the lowest drag coefficient of, you know, any production vehicle. The new Mercedes EV, I can't remember, the EQS, I think they call it, that's going to have a lower CD, but obviously it's not in production yet. So I'd expect Tesla to talk about this 0.208 coefficient of drag, how they've been able to achieve that. Then, of course, I think they'll talk about the standard stuff like safety. You know, Tesla, every event, takes the opportunity to highlight how safe the vehicles are. I'd expect the same thing here. And then I'd expect them just to hand over the vehicles, do some demos on the test track there, and that's kind of the end of my expectations. So if there's any surprises, I think it would be around battery details in terms of some of the new elements from Battery Day that maybe have made their way into the 18650s. You know, if Tesla is still going with that form factor, I don't expect them to explicitly mention that because people unfortunately associate that with old technology. So if it is not the 4680s, Tesla will probably not mention which form factor it is. but hopefully they'll talk about some of the advancements that they've made regardless of the form factor. And then, you know, version 11 could be the other opportunity for sort of a surprise. So my expectations, you know, I'm trying to keep them low. I think also realistic, but those are, you know, those are what they are. So let me pop back into chat. I know we're kind of getting a little bit long here. Less succinct than yesterday, unfortunately, but hopefully that was a good preview of what we should be seeing tomorrow. Thanks for the super chat, John. Appreciate that. Edward as well. Prabhakar, appreciate that. Let me throw up this question from Edward here, because this is a kind of interesting one. So I think Elon will announce accepting Doge. I did actually see a rumor that that could happen on July 1st, but, you know, don't put any weight in that. That's just me repeating something that I think I saw on Reddit. So, you know, not the most valid of sources. But the reason I put this on screen is because obviously we do have the massive compute power in the Model S and the Model X. And this is something that I think there are good arguments on both sides, but theoretically Tesla could allow that to mine, especially if the Model S is connected to solar. It's not something I'd rule out them discussing tomorrow, but I think there's like a 5% chance that they would talk about something like that at this point. Tesla could be exploring an option like that, but I don't think they're at the point yet where they're gonna, you know, be ready to talk about that, or where their strategy is, you know, finalized enough to get into those types of things. Good question here from Steven, I believe. So assuming Tesla is production constrained, why haven't they expanded Giga Nevada or announced another factory? Long way to 10 million vehicles plus batteries. So my expectations for Giga Nevada are actually relatively low, I would say. I think Tesla figured out that they probably have a constraint there in terms of employees and talent wanting to live, you know, it's sort of by Reno, but even then it's a little bit of a ways out of Reno and there's just not a lot else there. So the talent pool that they have, they really have to, you know, for lack of a better term, kind of import that talent. It's not local already. And we heard Elon talk a lot about one of the reasons for Texas being the option for the next Gigafactory, specifically Austin, is because, you know, Elon asked around his executives, hey, where do you want to work? And outside of California, Austin was the place that, you know, people said. So I think the one of the constraints there on Giga Nevada is talent, and I think Tesla's realized that. And that's why I don't think they're going to continue to really try to grow Giga Nevada. I think they're just going to, you know, let it plateau to a certain point that they're happy with, and then focus on their expansions elsewhere. So yeah, 10 million vehicles is a long ways away. I do expect Tesla to, over the next year or two, announce new locations for gigafactories, probably in, you know, more naturally populated areas. Okay. Probably take one more question here, one or two more. Let's see. Are you going to live stream the Plaid event? Yeah, so I should have mentioned that. I do plan to live stream the event. No invite for me, unfortunately, but that's all right. It'll be fun to live stream that with you guys from Milwaukee. So I do plan to live stream the event. Those of you that were here for the Ford F-150 Lightning unveiling, I did have frame rate issues. I'm trying to figure that out. Hopefully I can get that fixed by tomorrow. But, you know, if we still have frame rate issues tomorrow, I'll be super disappointed. I'll still do the stream, but I certainly wouldn't blame anyone for watching the Tesla stream instead if we've got that. So a couple more super chats coming here. Let me just make sure that those are... Thanks, John. Appreciate that. So will you attend the annual shareholder meeting in person? Yeah, if I can. Definitely would like to. Remember, Elon said that that's going to be late July, early August. So I've never actually made it to the shareholder meetings before. Obviously, you've gone to other Tesla things, but would love to go to the shareholder event. Well, I guess I went last year because that was combined with Battery Day, but and it sounds like that's going to be the case this year. But yeah, if I'm able, if I can attend, definitely would plan to do that. Thanks for the super sticker there, Jay. Okay, we've got a one here from Alan or Aline. Let's see. Do you think we will still get the Plaid Plus with 500 plus 20 miles this year when Giga Berlin and Austin start producing 4680 vehicles? I don't think it's out of the question that the Plaid eventually evolves into a Plaid Plus where we're seeing ranges in the 500 plus mile range. And we get the, you know, hopefully we get the 4680 battery cell in there eventually. I think Tesla's, when they've made the decision to cancel the Plaid Plus, decided that, hey, it's just not worth, we have so many other projects. We've got, you know, the 4680 Model Ys ramping up across two different gigafactories. We've got the Cybertruck that we really need to dedicate, you know, cells and engineering talent to. We've got the Semi, potentially the Roadster, which can kind of fill in that, you know, real supercar type of space for Tesla. The Plaid Plus is, especially after they've seen sort of orders and how those are falling between long range Plaid and Plaid Plus, and especially being able to compare to the Model X where you just have the long range and the Plaid, I'm sure Tesla's sitting there looking at the Plaid Plus and just saying, you know, why are we gonna spend so much of our time and energy and engineering talent on that vehicle when we have so many other projects that are going to be a better return on that time. So I think that's mostly the reason, and therefore I don't really expect any changes to that just because Berlin and Austin get ramped up. All right, so I'll take one more here. Let's see. So Jacob here asking, what is the street legality of the steering yoke? So from my understanding, it seems to be legal. Obviously, that could vary by jurisdiction, but I think what I remember reading on this is that I believe NHTSA commented and said it was fine. So I don't think that's been the reason for the holdup. I could be wrong on that. It's been a little bit of time since I looked into it, but obviously Tesla continues to still advertise the yoke steering, and I expect that to be a part of the presentation tomorrow. So and certainly some of the prototypes we've been seeing have had, you know, either the round or the yoke steering. So I think, yeah, as best I know, that should be legal. Right, so I think that's where we'll leave it for now. We're already over half an hour. Didn't intend to run this long, but appreciate you guys sticking around for that, participating in the Twitter polls. We'll see how those compare with the actual results tomorrow. Again, I do plan to do that live stream. So I think the event time for people to show up on the invitations was 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. But then I believe the actual event is supposed to start at 8:30 Pacific time or 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. So I don't know exactly when I'll start the stream, probably when they actually start the event. So look for my stream probably to go live around, you know, that 8:30 Pacific time sort of time frame. But yeah, with that, don't forget to leave a like. You know, I know the live stream is a little bit different format, so maybe those of you that consistently do that, don't forget to do that on your way out. Appreciate those, and yeah, as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and sign up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter, of course, as we talked about, at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you tomorrow for that event. Probably no audio episode because of that tomorrow, since it would be a weird format. So just an FYI on that. But yeah, until then, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.